24% off new Kobalt 24-volt brushless cordless power tools. Limit one per customer. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Products vary by store. U.S. only.
Just about 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on a Thursday, a chilly Thursday. Feels like late February, early March out there on an overcast Thursday, April the 27th. Coming up on the show, John Grant will join us. We'll talk about the NFL draft with John, some of the top games coming up in Major League Baseball, NHL, and NBA playoff action coming up as well. We'll talk about the NFL draft that you can hear tonight beginning at 6 o'clock right here on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Also, I am told there's a special, we thought it was over, a special Bowling Night in America report coming up. All that and more. Thursday edition, Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM. Well, happy draft, everybody. First round coming up tonight. You can catch it right here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes taking you through the 3 o'clock hour on the Gym Class on this Thursday afternoon. Drake Relays getting underway today as well. In fact, coming up in about just less than 90 minutes might be the most exciting event of the entire weekend as far as the high schools are concerned. I know Jeff Linder wrote about it today in the Cedar Rapids Gazette. The high school shot put is going to go off at 4:30 this afternoon. Of course, mainly field events going off today. The decathlon, the heptathlon going on as well as the Drake Relay is getting underway. And unfortunately, Mark, we got kind of Drake Relay weather. It seems like it's either really a home run or kind of a broken back grounder to the shortstop. It's not snowing.
Yeah, perhaps not even that. It's unfortunate for the athletes that have really put in a lot of time to not only to reach the Drake Relays, but to hopefully perform well. And in a lot of events, it doesn't really matter. I think the long distances, you know, those athletes run in all kinds of weather.
They actually like this a little bit more than hot weather.
Yeah.
The distance runners and whatnot. As I mentioned, the shot put's going to go off at 4:30, and Jeff Linder had a very excellent article today previewing that. Some of the top throws and puts of the year, of the all time, have been thrown this year. It's a tremendous class. A lot of football players out there. Most of them are going to go on to play college football, including Tristan Wirfs, Jared Brinkman, people like that, Jackson Coker from Cedar Rapids Kennedy. So very, very talented group that's going to go out there. And with this weather, probably not going to see Doug Lane's, I think, going to be okay for another year.
Yeah, it's the longest standing record on the books in Iowa high school track history, at least on the boys' side. Doug Lane, 70 feet, 11 inches in 1968. And
that's the discus?
That's the shot put.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That record stood until Michael Carter of Dallas, Texas threw 81-3.
I like to have seen that.
In 1979. Well, there's YouTube video out there of it. And I don't know who compiles the shot put charts, but Doug Lane had several throws over 60.
Yeah.
You know, he might hold the top 5 or 6, 7 throws in Iowa high school history. I don't know. And in that time, in the 1960s, the Jefferson, where Lane attended, they had 4 or 5 guys that threw over 60 feet in the 1960s, especially 67, 68. So this is certainly another golden era of shot putters when you have, what, a half a dozen guys who have thrown over 60 feet, including Tristan Wirfs, as you talked about, Coker from Kennedy. In there as well.
Western Dubuque thrower as well. He's in there.
That action off at 4:30 this afternoon, and then the discus will come 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So it should be a great competition this afternoon.
4:30 for the high jump for the boys, 4:30 for the shot put, 6:25 for the boys, 3,200-meter run. Girls, 4 o'clock, it'll be the discus. Long jump will go off at 5, and their 3,000-meter run will go off at 6:10. So that is the high school schedule for today. They've had the decathlon. They've had the heptathlon. And like we've said, we've seen everything over the years as far as weather for the Drake relays. We've seen snow. We've seen 85-degree temperatures. It's going to be a cold and rainy weekend, it looks like, over in the Big Blue Oval in Des Moines. But they've gone, hey, they've seen everything over the years at the Drake relays. And they will put on a great, great show, and it will be sold out on Saturday, no matter what the case may be.
Of course it will. And I was reading some of the writers who are covering Drake, what to pack and whatnot. Come on, you're in the press box. I know you need to go down to the field and do interviews, but you're in the press box. Come on.
You calling them out?
No. Because when you leave the press box to go do an interview with a state champion from your area, it's going to be cool down there. So.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be chilly. Going to be chilly. So if you're sitting in the stands, might want to grab that one. I refuse. I told people today, I refuse to bring my winter coat back out. I put it away a week and a half ago. Done. I'm not taking it back out.
So you're fine.
Suffered today with my spring jacket. I'm okay. I haven't really been outside except for once. But I'm not going to get it back out. I refuse to do that. It is back for the year. Packed away in there. Of course, we've got the NFL draft tonight. You can catch it right here at 6 o'clock on all three of our frequencies here on KGYM. And as usual, on the day of the draft, we'll talk about this with John Krant from Jim Feist Sports here in just a little bit. As per usual, you're seeing names moving up, names moving down the board, and as usual, over the last probably 10 to 15 years, here come the quarterbacks on the last day. Now there's talk that even the Cleveland Browns are looking at Mitch Trubisky as a possible first-round overall first draft choice instead of Myles Garrett. I will believe it when I see it, but it wouldn't shock me.
Definitely one of the storylines today in the first by the way, it's just the first round today.
Correct.
Tomorrow is second and third round. Saturday is fourth through seventh round. So, poll question today, KGYMRadio.com, has to do with just that subject. How many quarterbacks will be taken in the first round of the NFL draft tonight? We give you three choices, one or two, three, or four or more. Again, that's first rounders among the quarterbacks in tonight's NFL draft. And we, as always, thank Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's, for bringing you our poll question.
What should it be, or what I think it will be?
I think the wild card in that answer is Deshaun Watson, because depending on the mock drafts, I've seen him in the first round frequently. I've seen him in the second round almost just as much. Trubisky will fall. I think Watson will also fall in the first round.
If a quarterback goes early, if somebody... First of all, how angry on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being least angry, most angry is a 10, will you be with the Chicago Bears if they take a quarterback in the first round?
At 3?
Yes.
Oh, man.
12?
Well, the number 3 pick, if the Bears do not go defensive line or safety, I'll be shocked.
I would be,
and
too.
And very disappointed.
I would be, too. And I think the Bears fans would be disappointed as well. But it's a quarterback-driven league. It's a quarterback-driven draft. This is not a great group of quarterbacks that are coming out this year. It's okay. Nothing special. And I think you're going to see at least 3, and I could see a scenario where you could see 4 going in the first round. If they start to go early and often, you see Trubisky go, you see Deshaun Watson go, you know Kaiser's going to go, and then Mahomes might even get in the first round.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially, I will be a 14 on scale of 1 to 10 if the Chiefs take somebody like that in the first round.
What do you think? 319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You're always free to weigh in there, and that's also our phone line today.
Yep. Go ahead and let us know what you think out there in the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting draft tonight. Most of them are, but I think this one has the potential for just upset the apple cart from the very beginning of this thing, which is going to make it fun.
What you don't know is the trades, and there's always a handful of trades in the first round.
Correct.
And as one trade develops, another one is bound to develop. Teams go up. Teams actually want to move down. Teams in the late teens, early 20s. I don't think they're going to be mind moving down too much. But there's going to be moves, so that's what makes it unpredictable as well.
One name that I'm seeing moving up late, Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Talk of him. I think starting off about a week ago, he was talked about as a late first rounder, things like that. And then, lo and behold, he's up to the middle. Now they're talking about Christian McCaffrey being the first running back taken off the board ahead of Leonard Fournette. Nothing wrong with that. McCaffrey, people around here know what he did against the Hawkeyes in the Rose Bowl two seasons ago.
Well, he's versatile. You can put him in the backfield. You can flank him. You can put him in the slot. He's run the Wildcat before. I don't know how he's going to translate to the big show. I think, you know, if I had to bet, it'd probably be pretty good. But Leonard Fournette brings a lot to the table. And I think it just depends on the system. You know, as far as Iowa guys go, you probably will have to wait till tomorrow, if not Saturday. I think there's three guys who could go around the third round, maybe second, and that's Desmond King, Jaleel Johnson, and George Kittle. I think George Kittle is moving up the ladder as well at tight end.
Yes, he is. But see, I would still be surprised if he's a first or second round choice.
I think I'd be surprised if any of those guys were, from what I'm reading and hearing. Desmond King, I think, is, I don't think the fall has been precipitous, but I think he's gone down the draft board a little bit. I don't understand that because he's a very versatile guy.
Well, they're talking about moving him to safety is mm-hmm. the first thing, and he's been a corner. So right there, a change in position is probably going to put up a little bit of a flag.
Everybody says among the defensive backs, he's one of the best run protectors, if not the best run protector in the draft. So it just gets down so much to what teams are looking for and what they have. And you know, I saw King slotted at the Bears in the third round. I'd welcome that.
I think it'd be good, and I think it would be great. 319-366-1600. Those quarterbacks keep moving up the draft board. Unbelievable. They're talking about potentially the Chiefs and the Steelers getting quarterbacks of the future. I just keep please promise me I'm not going to have another 1983 flashback tonight.
TB. That's not Todd Brommelkamp.
That ain't Todd Brommelkamp, baby. That's Todd Blackledge. And, of course, that class was outstanding. Greatest.
That was Marino's class.
Yeah, so it was the class of 83 with Jim Kelly, Marino, and them. And Chiefs passed on most of them and took Todd Blackledge.
0056 on the text line. I will be shocked if the NFL people can stop themselves from overpicking the quarterbacks.
I agree with that 100% to our texter out there. It's happening more and more each and every year. And we'll talk to John Cranton about that coming up in just a little bit as the NFL draft will go off tonight. Again, catch it right here, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
We're going to talk some baseball with John Cranton right now. Afternoon games and an abbreviated schedule in Major League Baseball. The Phillies at the end of eight, leading the Miami Marlins 3-2. Phillies playing, for them, pretty good baseball at around .500. Detroit and Seattle tied 1-1 in the seventh inning. In the first of two, Toronto leading St. Louis 4-2. That's in the top of the ninth. We'll be talking to John about that second game of the doubleheader during his segment. Also, Washington leading Colorado in the fourth inning 2-1. The Dodgers up on San Francisco 1-0 in the second. We got a final in the books. Atlanta has beaten the injury-plagued New York Mets 7-5. Everything else under the lights, Scott.
Mets are really in a free fall right now. Yoenis Cespedes probably headed to the disabled list. They got pitching injury problems going on right now. And, boy, that's just that is not going well in the Big Apple right now as far as the New York Mets are concerned. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to John Cranton coming up here just a little bit. We'll give you a – I don't know what you got cooked up, but we're going to get a Bowling Night in America deal coming up here in just a little bit.
Let me just put it this way. It's right up your alley.
Oh, do you see where you went there? See where you went there.
66-57, question on Desmond King. Would he have been a first-round draft pick last year? And if so, how much money does this cost?
Will cost him a little bit of cash. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It is going to cost him some cash. What do they say?
I think Desmond King is going to have a long career in the NFL. I really do. Whether he's drafted in the first or the third round, I think he's going to be an asset. Not only a defensive backfield, he could be an asset as a returner, special teams. I just think he's a guy that's a very heady football player. May not have all the measurables, should we say, in terms of speed and whatnot, but I think he's a very good football player. He's going to be an asset to team for quite a while. 25-23 on the text line. Any prop bets on the draft? Well, of course John Cranton's got prop bets.
Of course John's ready to go with prop bets. He sent us a whole list of prop bets that we'll talk about when we talk to John coming up here in just a little bit. Looking forward to the NFL draft. Other things going on in the world of sports today. As I mentioned, we got a little bit of afternoon baseball going on right now. Drake Relays getting underway today as well. They'll get underway in earnest coming up tomorrow. The NHL playoffs got underway. The Nashville Predator train continues to roll along. They beat the Blues 4-3 yesterday. Also, Edmonton got a win on the road in the first round of the Western Conference semifinals. So that is a good piece of news if you're a fan of the underdog as well going into the hockey playoffs. And the Bulls, a very annoyed Fred Hoiberg.
He was.
As the Bulls lost their third straight, Boston now taking 3-2 lead. Fred walked out on the postgame news conference when asked about a certain point guard's perhaps
ability to travel.
Yeah. Fred didn't like the train of questioning going on, so he left. He left. Probably better than to say something that he would regret and get a pretty hefty fine. Speaking of hefty fines, the Houston Rockets owner, a $100,000 fine for confronting officials during the basketball game. You don't do that. You don't do that.
That's a lot of coin.
Mark Cuban doesn't even. Mark yells. I don't think Mark really gets into the faces of those people. Of the officials.
More comments on the text line, 319-366-1600. Michael in Cedar Rapids says, Desmond King would not have been a first-round pick last year. Parentheses, I agree with that. Even though he won that award and had a great season, he's still projected as a safety in the NFL. He definitely lost some cash. He was most likely a second-round pick last year, and the earliest he will go this year will be the third round. And that's what the analysts are saying.
I would agree with that.
0497, any Iowa State or UNI players going to be taken in the draft? From what I read, Wiltz may be a draft pick from Iowa State. Carter Schultz, think, will be drafted.
I think he might go. I think he might go late. Sixth, seventh round in there. And use any of the, just insert any of the, great motor, all that sort of thing for Carter Schultz. But I just think you take a look at his game film, somebody is going to take a chance on him, I think.
Well, he'll have an opportunity if he isn't drafted. I don't think there's any question about that. He had a heck of a year at UNI and won some awards in the FCS.
Shenanigans already starting outside the draft area in Philadelphia. Can't imagine that there are a little bit of a little pushing and shoving going on at some places outside the draft in the city of brotherly love.
Well, I'm sure there's tailgating at NFL draft.
The place that booed Santa Claus is having a few problems with, especially NFC East fans going up against one another. Cowboys, Eagles, Redskins, Giants. Who doesn't want to see a large-scale brawl going on or hear about one? Who doesn't want to see that? 23.
Philadelphia was the first site of the NFL draft in like the 1930s.
No
36,
idea.
Something like that, I think I read. And if it was 36, I think maybe Jay Berwanger from Dubuque was the number one overall draft pick. I wasn't there for it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is the text line going on right now. And we were going to talk to John Cranton coming up here, maybe. We'll see. Alex is giving us the symbol. Devil's in here. We're entertaining America here today is what we are doing, right?
Okay.
Let's take a break. 3:23, we'll come back and we'll talk to John Cranton coming up. So stay tuned. More to come on this edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way next here on KGYM.
When you need help with your garage door, it's a lot easier to ask one person with hands-on experience a few questions than it is to drive over to the big door companies and get passed around until you finally get to speak to the person who can answer your questions. Well, Olinger Garage Door is a small company with dedicated folks who help you from sales to service. They use only the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford Iowa City or online at GearyFord.com.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys and girls track and field teams hosted their own Xavier invite on Tuesday at Saints Field. The boys finished a strong second to Ottumwa and captured the 4x800 relay. The girls finished fourth and took first in the shuttle hurdle relay. The Xavier boys soccer team knocked off Iowa City High 3-2 in a top 10 showdown. Thomas Bean had a hat trick for the Class 2A number 3 rated Saints. Meanwhile, the Xavier girls soccer team shut out Iowa City High 1-0 in two overtimes. Tana Felton scored the game winner for the Saints. The Xavier tennis teams split with Iowa City High on Tuesday, the boys winning 8-1 while the girls fell to the Little Hawks 6-3. And the girls golf team finished 9th at the Linmar invite on Tuesday. Ellie Broxick shot a 97 to lead the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with Unash and Dukes, KGYM.
And we are back at 26 past the hour, 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class Thursday edition of the program. As we come away from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, NFL Draft will be coming up, and that will be on the radio tonight at 6 o'clock. I think, Alex, we're going to, let me know if I'm wrong, talk some UNI football coming up tomorrow. So let me know that, Alex. Let me know if that is the case. Yes, no, maybe. We'll find out here if that is going to happen tomorrow. I think that's going to be the case. We're getting closer to the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby as well. We will have the Derby for you live right here on KGYM. And hopefully our friend Barry Abrams will be able to join us. More fallout from ESPN before we get to John here. The one today that's the big one is Andy Katz, 17 years with ESPN covering college basketball. Well-known, very informative, guy on the sideline, kind of the number one guy as far as college basketball that wasn't an analyst.
Mm-hmm.
He is out now at ESPN. He made that news public
college
today.
Ranks at ESPN really being gutted, and that was surprising to me.
Yeah, because Andy Katz does a terrific job. He will not be unemployed for very long, I can tell you that. Also, in college basketball news, better news, Ali Farouk Manesh is back in the state of Iowa. As you know, Ali has been an assistant coach for Tim Miles at Nebraska last couple of years, and there are reports that he is going to join the brand new staff for the Drake Bulldogs. So Ali will be coaching against UNI twice a year now, at least for the next this year and probably at least a couple years down the line.
Yeah, interesting. He's accumulating some nice experience, and obviously probably will get a head coaching job someday, but very good stuff for him. Also, just announced Purdue has agreed to a home-and-home series with TCU in football as we continue to debate the schedules of various college football
that'll
teams.
That'll kindle that up again with the Hawkeyes.
They're going to play in 2019, and then a decade later, 2029.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Weird stuff. All right. NFL draft coming up tonight. We're going to talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. We'll also talk a little NHL, NBA playoff action, a little MLB. We're going to do that right now with John Krant from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas here at 3:28 on the Thursday edition of the program. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good, gentlemen, on this draft day Thursday, and I'm looking forward tonight to seeing Desmond King in a Patriots uniform. That's going to look mighty sweet.
Oh,
that's
really?
Anyway.
What round?
Well, they don't have any picks in the first two rounds, but they're known for moving up. And when I look at what their needs are or what they do, it's supposedly a draft that's heavy with defensive backs. So you can see some of the higher ones going early. And then a guy like King, second or third round, Pats could move up, and they certainly have accrued a lot of depth in that the secondary. That's been a mainstay for them the last couple of years. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see that. I think there's a player capable of playing in the NFL, and he's versatile enough to play cornerback or safety. So that's my early pick, anyway.
We're going to get to NFL draft odds towards the end here, John, but you've got an array of games you'd like to talk about. Let's go to Major League Baseball. We've got Toronto and St. Louis playing a doubleheader today. My inclination, John, is to pay attention to what happens in the first game, knowing that it's so difficult to win a doubleheader.
It certainly is, yeah, and managers make that move where they rest guys, particularly the catchers, for the second game, and then you have to take care of the bullpen arms for that first game. But the one tonight, you know, they seem to were expected to do much better, Toronto, coming into this game, just 6-14, and the last couple of years they've been a powerhouse offensive team, but not so this year. And, you know, that's a good reason why April baseball is so difficult for odds makers, even the general public, because you generally look back at the last couple of years to say, well, you know, this is the projections of what's going to happen with pitchers and hitters. But here's a Toronto team that's a great example. They're not hitting the baseball at all, which is surprising given their talent. They're 25th in on-base percentage, so they're not getting on base. They're 27th in runs. Now, they have turned things around a little bit, a 4-3 run coming in. However, it's a really tough situational spot for them. It's a doubleheader at the end of a 7-game road trip for them. The offense just hasn't hit. And even the pitching is below average. And the guy you're going to see in the nightcap tonight is Casey Lawrence. You know, if you haven't heard from him, he's not some young guy from the minors that they brought up to bolster the rotation. This guy is 29 years old, and he's winless on the year of 0-2, ERA over 7. And when you take a closer look at his numbers, the problems are control. He just doesn't throw strikes. 8 innings pitched, total 8 walks and 6 strikeouts, a rare combination there of a guy who has more walks than strikeouts, so he has struggled. This will be his 4th appearance of the season, and all 4 will be on the road, so it's just not a good situation for a team that, going back to last year, is on a 7-18 run. The Cardinals, too, have offensive troubles, although they have picked things up on a nice 6-2 run coming into this game, and the pitching, too, has moved up to number 19, which still isn't very good, but we're seeing some better pitching performances of late. Going to see Adam Wainwright, the veteran, in the nightcap, and he has struggled, 1-3 record, ERA over 6. Thing I do like about him, as usual, is he throws strikes, 6 walks and 18 innings pitched, and he's got quite a few strikeouts, and he's off a terrific game against Milwaukee. No walks and 9 strikeouts, pitching extremely well, and with a bat, he was great. He hit a home run and went 2-3 with 4 RBIs. Imagine that. But overall, I'm going to have to look at a low-scoring game in the nightcap, because the Cardinals, when they play interleague home games, they're 36-14 under the Vegas total, which tonight is 8.5 for this game. Cardinals have moved up to a big favorite here of -175. But with these offensive struggles and in the second game, you might see some bench guys coming in to give them a rest. I would look at a lower scoring game, maybe the Cardinals 4-3.
Also, Yankees and the Red Sox will conclude their first go round of 2017. I tell you what, if I was betting over and under, I'd go under, because Chris Sale is on the mound tonight. And Chris Sale, whether it's the White Sox or the Red Sox, never gets any run support. And he's not getting it with the Red Sox either, but he's been outstanding so far. I guess the big winner out of this is the Cubs, because, yet again, they're not going to face a great pitcher coming up in a series over the weekend. So what about this Yankees-Red Sox game tonight?
Well, it's always an evenly matched when these guys play, and yet Boston up to 180 favorite with a total down from 7.5 to 7, exactly what you're thinking, with Sandy Koufax's sale on the mound and the way he's done. The Yankees just 3-3 the last six games. Did get the nice win last night, 3-1 against Boston on the road. And they, but they're playing pretty well the last couple weeks. 11-3 runs will be their fourth straight road game. And it's a pretty good young Yankee team. They've really turned things around quickly with the trades that they made. They're in the top 10 in runs scored and on base percentage. And the pitching is second. Maybe not some big names on the mound to start, but their bullpen is just so deep, so hard throwing, and so electric that keeps them in a lot of games. We're going to see the, quote, ace tonight in Tanaka. The veteran is 28 years old. However, while with a winning record of 2-1, he has not pitched well at all. He's been erratic, ERA of 6. And what really stands out is on the road, he's been terrible in those two games, 11 ERA on the road. And they're going to need more than that against Sale, who's just been absolutely dominant. Boston on a 2-4 run now, and you know, there's some red flags or some screaming going on in Red Sox Nation, but the offense is 19th in baseball in runs scored despite all this talent. However, I wouldn't worry about that at all. I think they're going to finish in the top five in runs scored as they did a year ago. And the reason is right now they're on base percentage is second in baseball. So, I mean, that's just strategy, to be patient, to draw walks and get guys on base. Yeah, you'll hit into double plays. Yeah, you'll strand a lot of base runners, but it's a good strategy to put guys on, and eventually you'll get base hits, and you'll see that the number of runs that they score skyrocket. Sale has been absolutely incredible. I knew this guy was great, but he's been beyond that. 6 walks and 42 strikeouts in 29-plus innings. This guy's just unhittable. Overall, with the fact that the Red Sox are on a rather remarkable 26-9-3 run under the total. I'm going to look at it just the way you said. I'll go Red Sox 2-0. In fact, I'll go one step further. Sale throws a no-no tonight.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. And wins 1-0.
Yeah, exactly. Unearned run.
Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals in the National Hockey League, John. It's Pittsburgh and Washington. Washington had a heck of a regular season, but this is a series that has been dominated by Pittsburgh. And maybe another factor, you tell us, Washington had to play 5 overtime games in round 1.
Yeah, this is a great, I mean, we're not in the conference finals yet, but what a great hockey matchup to watch here. Game 1, Pittsburgh at Washington, the defending champs. And, you know, Washington getting some of the money from minus 135 up to minus 140 in the total goals scored. 5.5 over-under, but that's probably the way to look at this game, is Pittsburgh. All that speed on offense, tops in goals scored, 3rd on the power play. They faced a very good Columbus defense, and the offense was just electric in that last series, scoring 21 goals in the 4 games. And you got, when they faced the Eastern Conference, 64-28, and here they are in the role of underdog, which is kind of ironic. Now you got a Washington team that the last 7 games, just 4-3. Now they do have star power all over the lineup. They're great on defense and offense. However, keep this in mind. I mean, both teams are working here on several days of rest. When Washington plays on 3 or more days rest, they're 1-7. Imagine that, a team with all that talent. You give them rest, and they just have to come out and play. So I'm going to have to look at an offensive show tonight. I already mentioned how much speed Pittsburgh has. We saw that in the playoffs last year when Pittsburgh faces the Eastern Conference, 34-16 over the Las Vegas total. And when they face winning teams, which you assume are going to have pretty good defense, they're 21-10. Over. And Washington, as you mentioned, against Toronto, they gave up a lot of goals, 14 goals allowed in the last 5 games. And when these teams meet, it's 4-0-1 over the total. I'll go with an upset here in a high-scoring game. Pittsburgh 4-3 in a fun offensive show.
John Crant joining us at 3:37 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. The NBA first-round series that are still going on right now, Milwaukee and Toronto. That one has been terrific so far, and what do you think about that one coming up?
Yeah, we got Toronto, could close it up, but they're a road underdog here. 1.5 is Milwaukee, the total of 195, and think about Toronto, they really are a talented team. They did lay an egg in that first game, scoring just 83 points at home, but since that, we've seen the real Toronto team. They won 3 of the last 4, come off a blowout win in game 4 with a chance to close it out. You got so much star power and versatility with DeRozan and Lowry, and a very good supporting cast, too. They're also a terrific defensive team, so they had back-to-back games where they won by double digits against Milwaukee, sandwiched around that bad performance in Game 3. For Milwaukee tonight, it's do or die. You got to win or go home, and they are also a strong defensive team. They play excellent for this coach. However, they really have enough offense against a great Toronto defense. Here's some numbers to chew on. Toronto Raptors, when they head out on the road, they're 19-7 under the Vegas total. They're also on Milwaukee is on a 7-2-1 under as they play great defense for Jason Kidd. And at home, it's the same story, 8-3 under the total. Head-to-head, it's 11-4 under the total. And here in Milwaukee, a perfect 5-0 under the total. So I think Toronto can close it out tonight. I just think they're a better team all around. I'll go with 94-90 in a defensive duel.
All right, San Antonio can wrap up its series against Memphis, the 7th seed. And I guess if Memphis doesn't stop Kawhi Leonard, it's probably over, huh?
Boy, Kawhi Leonard is just a remarkable player, and he's still young, just entering his prime. Here you got the Spurs, a 5-point road favorite with a chance to close it out. They've been dominant road team all season of 30-12, second in the NBA in points allowed and field goal shooting defense. Come off that Game 5 win. It was a high-scoring game. In fact, 4 of the 5 games in this series have been high-scoring games over the Vegas total. And the one tonight is 189, but I expect a defensive game tonight. And here's the thing. Do you think this Memphis team is capable of being physical in the low post at home and hanging with Toronto, with San Antonio? Well, of course they are. And the home team has won all 9 meetings between these teams, counting the regular season and postseason. You got a Memphis team with their backs to the wall, and they were like in the same, a similar situation in Game 3, coming home down 0-2. And they played great. They won that game 104-94, shooting 50%, and they won the turnover battle 12-5. And then they did it again in their last home game in Game 4, winning in OT but dominating the board 51-37. When you look at the home matchups, it's 5-0 against the Vegas number with these teams. Memphis matches up well with the Spurs, believe it or not, 6-3 against the spread. And San Antonio has failed to cover 4 consecutive games here in Memphis, losing the first 2 in the playoff game. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a Game 7, gentlemen. I will back the dog straight up. I'll go with Memphis 93-92.
Yeah, and I think we'll see at least one Game 7 in the first round. I'm not sure it's going to be Chicago-Boston, but we'll, that remains to be seen. What we do know is the NFL draft is tonight, John. And first of all, I know football, obviously, huge in Vegas. Is the draft big, like Super Bowl time, or what is the pulse in Vegas right now?
Well, not Super Bowl time, but you can't get away from it. You bring up ESPN online and other sites, and it's all about the draft tonight. And some of some of the Vegas sportsbook have actually hooked up some betting numbers, which just shows you how exciting and interesting the NFL is. So there's quite a few that I sent you on that sheet, you know, who's going to be taken from the SEC and the Big Ten. Any betting numbers stand out on that?
Well, first of all, before we get to that, there is breaking news. Sports Illustrated, others are reporting that it's been leaked already. The Browns are going to take Myles Garrett with the first pick. There was some talk about maybe a quarterback. Maybe they'll move up. We'll see. I don't know. But at least right now, Myles Garrett is going to be the guy. So we'll see how it goes. Mark, do you see anything that jumps out at you here?
You know, I don't know. These things are really hard because we got certain prop bets, like total number of LSU players selected in the first round. It's at 2.5. I'm going to say under there, John. We also have, like, for example, will there be more offensive or defensive players selected in the first round of the draft? And I really like the defensive side of those things. So for what it's worth, that's my 2 cents, John.
Well, I like that defensive one because we've seen with Seattle won that Super Bowl with all that speed on defense. We've seen a lot of teams saying, all right, we know the rules favor the offense, but let's shore up our defense more. The one that stood out for me was the total number of running backs taken in the first round. And they made it over under 2.5, but they put the under at plus 160. And that's interesting because there's 3 guys who may go: Fournette, Cook, and McCaffrey. And, you know, if I'm an NFL GM, I'm not taking any running back outside of McCaffrey if he's there or if he drops, simply because running backs are not difference makers. The best guy that we see, Adrian Peterson, you know, he's not a guy who you want to feed the ball to and you're going to, you know, count on 10 or 11 wins for a season. And the guys that are in this draft really aren't in his category. I would be looking at a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he's versatile enough to run and catch passes in this league of passing. And McCaffrey's the guy who does that, but I wouldn't be taking McCaffrey in the top 10. So I think Fournette might drop to the second round or possibly even Cook. I don't think there's going to be three running backs taken in this day and age. It would really shock me.
The one thing that I am looking at, quarterbacks. I'm going to get the quarterbacks here. I think it's going to be three. I don't think Mahomes is going to get in the first round. I just don't see it. But I think they're going to be three, so I'm going to go under as far as the quarterbacks are
concerned. What's the number there?
3.5.
Is it 3.5? Okay.
Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah, and they put the over at +110, so they're kind of thinking what you're thinking, the odds makers. And I would agree with you because I saw Trubisky there, rated somewhere in the middle of the round. It's not a great year for quarterbacks like we saw a couple of years ago where it was a high run in the first top 10. And when we hear that news you just said about Cleveland, they're going for defense. I think that's a smart move, but it will be interesting to see which of the quarterbacks take it. And I would agree with you, too. I think Mahomes is going to drop from that gimmick offense. Gimmick offenses in college have not translated well to the NFL, so you don't want to get stuck with a draft bust at quarterback in the first round, or as a GM, you're going to lose your job.
Yeah, hey, John, before we close shop here, you started the discussion talking about the second game of the doubleheader tonight, Toronto and St. Louis. Would it change your opinion if I told you there are extra innings in the first game?
Which team has a better bullpen? I would guess that would be St. Louis.
Yeah.
I might see some money coming in on the Cardinals even more.
There you go.
And they got four in the last couple innings to tie it up. The Cardinals did at 4-4 right there. Free play, John. Let us know about that if you have one. And then talk a little bit about Jim Feist Sports.
Sure, we'll go with the NHL. I do like the underdog Penguins. You got the defending champs in the role of underdog. You don't see that often. You know they're not going to be fazed by any pressure, whereas Washington just hasn't got to the Cup Finals in recent years, and there's more pressure on them. So I'll go with the underdog Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. If you're looking for free picks every day, you can call a free pick phone number, a toll-free number, to call the offices 888-294-1970. Also check out jimfeist.com for videos, free stats, and more.
All right. Enjoy the draft, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right. John Krant from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas, jimfeist.com. Follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports as well. And we're going to come back. We'll get a extra edition of Bowling Night in America for you coming up as we go to break. Going to give you an opportunity all week. We've been giving you the shot to win these tickets. Four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels in action next weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The weather is going to be much more delightful. And so they will take on Fort Wayne Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, May 5th, May 6th, or May 7th. We're going to take caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to pick up that four-pack of tickets. Back with more after this.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners. or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns? When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Richard. He is our winner, Richard from Cedar Rapids. Congratulations and enjoy Colonel Baseball coming up against Fort Wayne. Tickets either for next Friday, next Saturday, or next Sunday. That's May 5th, May 6th, or May 7th. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's a Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They will be down at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, located 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square, right next to Fairway. I'll be down there from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Enjoy happy hour specials and also a chance for you to win some great KGYM prizes with your raffle ticket. Just stop on by Coach's Corner, pick up your raffle ticket when you can go in, pick up some pint glasses. We got some KGYM golf balls now. Huh? Can't beat that. Might not be the greatest thing to use today, but got some beautiful, brand new KGYM golf balls that we will have. So that'll be good. Looking forward to that. Mark, here at 3:50. And by the way, tomorrow, Jim Nelson of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier is going to be joining us, talk UNI spring football coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that with the Panthers.
And we'll go over the draft.
Yeah, first round will be over. Looking ahead to the second round, we'll have that tomorrow night at 7 on 1600 and 106.3 FM coming your way tomorrow night. I'm a little nervous.
As you should be.
I have a feeling.
I told you folks yesterday that there would be no report from the Bowling Night in America banquet, but developments last night, and the Rusty Nails usually meet off-site, which we did at a local establishment last night, and we divvied up the money. And
not enough to cover golf debts.
What we did know is that Scott Unash was the most improved bowler in the mature Evergreen League, going from 178 to 197. A terrific accomplishment.
Thank you.
You were hoping there was cash involved. to cover the said fantasy golf debts.
You know who you are. Guest on Monday.
Basically the Gazette staff. But at any rate, Rusty Swires comes in with all the money and said he didn't have a sheet for you or anything for you. But lo and behold, Rusty, via Mike Hoskins, our league secretary, presented you with a medal.
Yeah.
Hoskins dug around forever, tried to, I mean, they don't give cash, they don't give out anything for most improved bowler. But Hoskins, bless his heart, he came up with this medal, which, by the way, reminds me, everybody's seen The Wizard of Oz, kind of like that medal that they tagged on the Cowardly Lion when he got to Oz for courage. I can see this little medal on you.
Do I have to wear it, present it next year at all times?
I think it'd be appropriate.
Yeah. When I bowl, at least the first one.
But you have a medal, which signifies you were the most improved bowler in the league last year. And I know it's not cash or anything, but it's something you'll treasure. And I think you have Mike Hoskins and Rusty Swires to thank for that.
Well, I appreciate that, Rusty, and Mike as well. And I know Mike's probably listening.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it can only go downhill from here.
You and the Cowardly Lion have something in common now.
We have a medal.
I am the king of the Evergreen League.
I don't know about that. I think Buzz right now is probably, dialing 319 and no, there's Mike Robinson. He actually, Mike had the highest average, didn't he?
I believe he did. Roger Taylor Jr. was in there, yeah. And Brian Buzzmore was in there, so Marcus Smits and whatnot. But
they haven't won this one, though.
They have not. And if you win Most Improved next year, we are going to have you drug tested.
I accept that. I accept that.
Good time with the guys, and that's the only thing about the season coming in to an end, not seeing the guys as much. But, hey, won't be long before Labor Day and the start of another season.
No, it will not be. No, it will not be. All right. We will take a break, come back, and wrap things up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM right after this.
Attention motorsports fans. Save big at the Yamaha Get Out and Ride sales event at Sun and Fun Motorsports with rock-bottom financing. Huge customer cash plus more on Yamaha motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Like the Superbike Champion R1 and Super Sport Champ R6, new for 2017. Save on Yamaha FZ Extreme, Naked Sport Bikes, and FJ Super Sport Tours. Even Yamaha Star Cruisers and Retro Sport Heritage models are on sale. Into off-road? Score great deal on the back-to-back motocross champ YZ250F or YZ450F. Prefer four wheels? Upgrade to a YFZ450R, Raptor 700R, or adrenaline-pumping YXZ1000R sports side-by-side. And if you love the outdoors, save on a real-world tough Grizzly or Kodiak 700 ATV, Viking, or Wolverine side-by-side. Visit YamahaMotorsports.com for details, then visit Sun & Fun Motorsports today for huge get-out-and-ride savings. Come to the open house at Sun & Fun Motorsports on Escort Lane in Iowa City this Saturday from 9 to 3. Get special savings during their Red Balloon Sale and take a demo ride, weather permitting. Offers good through 6/30/17 on purchases of select Yamaha motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. See dealer for details.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back to wrap things up, Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Jim Nelson of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier will be joining us coming up tomorrow. We will talk UNI spring football, and looking forward to that. Panthers with a good deal on the offensive side of the football coming back, so we'll see. We'll see how it will all play out. Ali Farouk Manesh apparently going to be on the Drake staff. That official announcement has not come, but the Des Moines Register is reporting that. So think good right there. They wanted to get an Iowan on the staff and can't get someone more Iowan than Ali. You good young coach out there.
Not at all. Again, NFL draft coverage 6 p.m. tonight on all three frequencies. Poll question today, Emo's Hideaway bringing it to you as usual. How many quarterbacks will we be taking in the first round of said NFL draft tonight? Three options, one or two, three, four or more. Right now, about two-thirds of you weighing in at one or two.
I think it'll be three. No one's saying four or more, though, right now. Everyone's kind of...
Not at this point.
No, I think it's going to be three. I think you're going to see Trubisky going. I think you're going to see Deshaun Watson. I think he will be chosen. And probably got to be Kaiser. I don't think Mahomes.
I think the Texans like Mahomes, don't they?
Well, do they like him for his ability or do they like him because he's a Texan?
Yes.
And he might put some butts in the seats. Not that Houston's had any problem with that. I'm going to be interested and going to be a fun draft. I think it's going to be a fun first round. Again, a lot of outlets reporting Myles Garrett is going to be the first pick of the draft tonight, the Texas A&M defensive end by the Cleveland Browns.
You will probably be shining your most improved medal while you listen and watch the NFL draft tonight, right?
I can't imagine it's gotten a whole lot
dirtier. I can see you sitting at home wearing it.
Nah.
Look, Christy, look what I got. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you. Draft coming up tonight at 6. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next on KGYM.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what?
that low-priced on